Zochen perek vov mishne hei. HaPesach sheshchotoy sheloy lishmoy b'shabbos. Pesach that was shechted not l'shem Pesach. And remember, like we had in perek Tom Nishkan, the last perek, a Pesach which is shechted sheloy lishmo is possible. It's not a kosher korban, but it's not miratza, like we saw by other korbanos. It's possible. In Cain, basically, what we're saying is a Pesach Sheshchotoy Sheloy Lishmoy is possible and was done b'Shabbos. So it's Echte Chilul Shabbos. Chayav Olav Chatos. B'chari was a Mais Avera. There's no heter because of the Korban. U'shar Kol Azvochim Sheshchotan L'Shum Pesach. Any other Korban that's brought L'Shem Pesach, Im Einon Ru'uyin Chayav. If it's a type of animal that can't be brought for a Korban Pesach. Mefarshim point out what that means is it was brought min habakar. We just saw in the last few Mishnayos that you could bring min habakar. The pasuk in Re'eh says it that way. Is the chagiga that's brought with the Pesach, the korban chagiga Yudalid Nisan, but the korban Pesach itself has to be brought from tzoin, from sef, from kvasim. In Cain, if you bring it from a korban where it has no similarity, it couldn't be a ma'aser shechitas Pesach. So you're bringing another korban which has no similarity with the ma'aser shechitas korban Pesach, then you're chayiv. V'im ru'uyin hein, you're chayiv. Why? Because the ma'aser there's no heter. Lo mezogim to kosher korban oilo. It was brought l'shem Pesach. Another korban which is brought l'shem Pesach is not possible. A korban oilo which is brought l'shem Pesach is not possible. There is a mandama, by the way, that a korban which is brought l'shem Pesach is Chayiv. It's possible. In that case, we'd have the same din as the Reisha. But we're going over here that it's not possible. And still the halacha is Chayiv. Why? Because there's no heter to bring a korban oil on Shabbos. The only korbanos that are doicha Shabbos are korbanos that b'moyadom, there's man, is that Shabbos. That is the korban tamid of every day, the korban musaf of every Shabbos, whatever korbanos have to be brought each yomtiv, and the korban pesach on erev pesach, shechalias b'Shabbos. So over here that it's not, it's chayiv. Now here comes the chiddush. Vim ru'uyin hein, if you shechted a keves, a shepsel, which could have been a korban pesach, but lamais, it's a korban oil, and you brought it. It's a korban oil. So then here we have a machloikis. Now, l'chor, there's no heter. What's the difference? What it is? What's the difference whether it's similar to a maisa that could have been a korban pesach? So here we have a machloikis tanoi. Rebbe Elazar mechayev chatos, and that we understand. Rebbe Yeshua poiter. What's the pshat Rebbe Yeshua poiter? Why she pater? L'chor, it's chilul Shabbos. It is chilul Shabbos. Here we have a new concept, and it's called a tor b'dvar mitzvah. And here's what we're going to have. The theme over here, the Mishnah and the Gemara discussed extensively, is that Tor B'Dvar Mitzvah means that Chazal teach us that the Korban Chatos is only brought when the Aveiru that a person is doing, any Aveiru, by the way, it's not only in this case, any Aveiru which is Mechayiv, any Aveiru which is Chayiv Krisus, which is done, if it has somewhat of a shame of a Maisa Mitzvah, even if it was done mistakenly, and we'll see other examples of that, it's not only by a Korban Pesach, if it has a similarity to a tzura of a ma'aser mitzvah that you're supposed to be doing, and it was done wrong, it was done, but it has a tzura of a ma'aser mitzvah, then that doesn't have a din of a full shkogo, even though it's the same mistake, it's the same chilul Shabbos, but it's not the ganze ma'aser which is mechayev korban chatos, and that's Rabbi Yeshua's chiddush. Rabbi Yeshua poiter because of tor b'dvar mitzvah. It's important to link to the other chelik of what we just said, that the Tor B'Dvar Mitzvah is only if it has a shame of a Maisa Mitzvah. What's the Maisa Mitzvah over here? So certainly you weren't supposed to do it, but L'Maisa, if you did it, it's a Korban Oilo. Because like we said, a Korban Oilo which is brought L'Shem Pesach is kosher, it's a Nimiratza, but it is a Korban. It's a Korban Oilo. If the Pesach is brought not, Ein Lecha Maisa Shel Tor B'Dvar Mitzvah G'day L'Mizu, but it's nothing. Because a Korban Pesach which is posel, which is Shalom Lishma, is completely possible. You didn't do any mitzvah. You didn't do any mitzvah, therefore it's nothing. Not a Tor B'Dvar Mitzvah. Tor B'Dvar Mitzvah means there's something of a name that has a gewisse character as a Maisa Mitzvah. That's only over here where a carbon was brought, it's a kosher carbon, albeit that it was brought Kulei Ba'Averu. Tor B'Dvar Mitzvah Yipater. Now comes the Shach L'Tai between the Tanoim. It's similar really to the first Mishnayos that we had in the beginning of the parrot. Amar Rabbi Elazar. Ma'am a Pesach shumuta l'shmoi, kisheshino eshmoi chayiv. A Korban Pesach, which is mutter l'shmoy, that means you're allowed to shecht the Korban Pesach on Shabbos. But when you shecht it shaloy l'shmo, like we pointed out in the Reisha, chayiv, zvochen shehen asurim l'shmon, a regular Korban, a Korban oyla, b'chol eifin is osur on Shabbos. It's always osur on Shabbos. K'sheshine l'shmon when it's shaloy l'shmo, any din shehe chayiv? Shouldn't it be chayiv? Now, l'chor, we explained it very well. So listen, Amalei Rabbi Yeshua loy. Im amarta b'pesach sheshineu l'dover osur, toimar b'zvochim sheshinan l'dover mutter. So it's very interesting over here. The wording of Rabbi Yeshua is, if the loophole over here, that you don't have to bring a Korban Pesach, or let's say it the way the Mishnah says it, if the case where you do have to bring a Korban Pesach, where a Korban Chatos, is a case where you switched into a Dover also. You took a Korban Pesach and you brought it to L'shem Oyla. You're not allowed to bring an Oyla, a personal Oyla, on Shabbos. So you switched it to something you're not allowed to bring. So in that case, it's also a Toima B'Zvochim and another Korban Sheshin on L'Dover Mutter, where you switched it to a Korban Pesach, that should be Mutter. The wording over here is that Rebbe Lezer bases his perception of Tov Dvar Mitzvah on the actual maisa that you're doing. What are you doing? You're shechting a Korban Pesach. Shechit is Korban Pesach as a mitzvah. It's Doicha Shabbos. It's a mitzvah l'chatchila. So even though now you messed up the Korban, you passel the Korban Pesach by making it Shalei L'shmo, essentially what you're doing is Shechit is Korban Pesach. Shechit is Korban Pesach. You can't be chayav a Korban Chatos. Tov Dvar Mitzvah means that the maisa that you're doing somewhat is a maisa mitzvah. L'maisa it's Shechit is Korban Pesach. If Shechit is Korban Pesach, could be chayav a Korban Chatos for messing up. Kol Shken, when you bring a Korban Oilo, which a Korban Oilo is a Maisa of Chilul Shabbos, by nature, then for sure you have to bring a Korban. Says back Rabbi Yeshua that the criteria, the litmus test, is not what you're doing, but it's what you turned it into, what you meant to do. Your Shoygig over here is you took a Korban Pesach and you turned it into an Oilo. You, in your mind, you were shechting a Shechitas Korban Oilo. You were shechting a Shechitas Korban Oilo, Azoi. That's Mechai V'chatos. That's Chilul Shabbos. Masha'enken, a Korban Oilo that you were thinking thinking Pesach, L'maisa, you were thinking about shechting a Korban Pesach. That's a Tov Dvar Mitzvah, because you were thinking, you were trying to convert it, and you were mechaven to do a Dvar Mitzvah. So yes, it's a Tov, but it's a Tov Dvar Mitzvah. Now, the way we said it, L'chor, the criteria is the third thing. What L'maisa are you left with at the end of the day? By Korban Pesach, Shalal L'shma, you're left with nothing. You're left with a posel of carbon. Masha'enken by a carbon oil, shaloy l'shmo, you're left, it's not miratza, but it is a carbon. And the answer to that might be something the Gemara brings, the Mepharshim point out, is that even a carbon at shaloy l'shmo is not completely posel. It's posel in the sense that you don't zayrik the dam, you l'chadchila, but if you were zayrik the dam, and the carbon was hukrav, again, l'chadchila you don't, but if the carbon was hukrav, there's a criteria of carbonus, which is a quasi-carbon. It's a carbon posel, but it's enough of a tzur of a carbon. There's a din called imolo lo yered, that if the carbon went up on the mizbeach, so then you don't bring it down. You don't look at it as an alien, as something that's not a carbon at all. A carbon that was brought shalei l'shmo, the avodah was done properly, but with a wrong kavanah. If it was put on the mizbeach, we consider that a haktara, and it stays there. So in the sense that it's a quasi-carbon, even though there's nothing really kosher about it, but it's enough kosher for the din of Olah Lo Yered, no, episodos. So that's why that criteria is not so kosher. The criteria is more like we're pointing out between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, what did you mean to do? Is that the criteria for a Dvar Mitzvah in the toys? Or what were you doing? If what you were doing was a Dvar Mitzvah, that would be a Tov Dvar Mitzvah. Says back Rabbi Lezer, Amalei Rabbi Lezer, Emurei Tzibur Yoichichu, Emurim of a Tzibur, of a Korban Tzibur, which are Korbanos, which are Doicha Shabbos. You're talking about a Korban Tomid and a Musiv that were brought on Shabbos, Shehen Mutorim L'Shmon, V'Ashoichit L'Shmon Chayv. V'Yem Mutter, Avad Yolai, to bring the regular Korbanos that have to be brought on Shabbos, were brought on Shabbos. And when you Shecht L'Shmo, when you Shecht another Korban, L'Shem Korban Tomid, Naloch is chayiv. Amaloi Rabbi Yeshua. Means that Rabbi Lezer is mechiach from that the fact that you're shechting l'shem something, which would be a dvar mitzvah, does not make this into a tov dvar mitzvah. It's lamaisa, it's a ton, something that's not a dvar mitzvah. There was no mitzvah to bring this other carbon, and this other carbon was not a carbon tziva, it was a carbon prati. Omer le Rabbi Shua loy, im amarto be'emirei tziva sheyesh lahen kitzva. We're talking about that the karbonis hatzibur, the tomid or the musaf, was already brought. Everybody knows shnei kvasim are brought for a karbon musaf, and then somebody got mixed up and brought up somebody a private individual's oilul l'shem karbon tzibur. Since the karbon tzibur was already yeshlam kitzvah, it already has a set amount and it was already brought. So now you're entering a domain. It's clearly not a karbon tzibur. You can't plug into that and consider that a tov dvar mitzvah. It's a toys of something that's clearly out of the realm of the mitzvah, similar to what we had before about a min, which is not roy. That's not a tov dvar mitzvah, you shech a boker l'shem karbon pesach. It might be a mistake, but it's a mistake that has no shaykhis to the real thing. So it can't be considered a tov dvar mitzvah. It's completely a ma'isa shoygek. Toimar bepesach she'en lo kitzvah. Karbon pesach, any keves theoretically would be fit today, as long as it's the right type of animal, a zokor, and mimin hakvosim, it could be brought today. So anything really has something to do with karbon pesach. So you could look at everything that's brought today as a toh bidvar mitzvah, because be'etzim it has the character of shechting karbon pesach. Remeir oimer, so that's the back and forth. Remeir comes along and he says, af ha'sheichet l'shem emurei tzibur, en chanami. In that case, the halacha is potter. So here, Meir Taka argues on the hanocha of this chelik of the discussion between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua. But no matter, Lamaisa, we don't paskin like Rabbi Meir, we don't paskin like Rabbi Lezer, we paskin like Rabbi Shua. And as long as there's some nature of a carbon left in what you did, you brought another carbon, a carbon oila prati, l'shem pesach, Lamaisa, what you turned it into is something which does have a shame carbon, and you will bring it for something which is mutter, that's a top of the mitzvah, and there's no carbon chattas. Mishnah Vav. Shchote shaloi la'ichla v'shaloi l'mnuyov. You shechted the Pesach. Loi la'ichla, loi l'mnuyov, la'reilin u'latmeim. These are four categories, like we had in the last parak, of people that are not roi la'chila's carbon, and therefore, it passels the carbon. Remember that we said then that the kavono is in the shchita. According to some Rishonim, also in the Shechita. According to some Rishonim, only in the Shechita. But the Mishnah over here is Madgish the Shechita. The Shechita, L'shem, these four categories, Chayav, has no Shechita to Dvar Mitzvah. It's completely out of the realm of the Mitzvah, because your Shechita is completely outside the Mizgeret of a Karbon Pesach. Lo'ichlov v'shaloi lo'ichlov. In Perakei, we learned that the Shechita as Karbon Pesach, Shaloi lo'ichlov, is only if it's completely Shaloi lo'ichlov. If it's lo'ichlov or shaloi lo'ichlov, you're not supposed to think about that l'chadchila, but it doesn't passel, because there was a kavanah there also for lo'ichlov. It's not like a machshov of shaloi l'shmo and l'shmo. We explained in Perakei the difference in lomdas between the two. But over here we just have the halacha. Lo'ichlov, shaloi lo'ichlov, l'mnuyov v'shaloi l'mnuyov. Those that are monu on the Karbon Pesach, those that are not. L'mulin u'l'areilim, those that are fit to eat the Karbon Pesach, those are not fit, they're areilim. L'tahirim, those that are roi for achilas Karbon Pesach, achilas kochim, l'tmeim, those that are not roi l'achilas kochim. Potter, you potter, why? Because the carbon is a bona fide carbon. It's interesting, the Mishnah has to repeat that in the context of this din of carbon chatas. It's not relevant, he didn't do an avera. It's a kosher carbon. It's not even a tobit v'amitzvah, it's a kosher Karbon Pesach. Shchotoi v'nimtza balmum. This is another halacha. You shechted, and this could happen. This is the type of honest mistake that could happen by a carbon tomid. A kohen shechts a carbon, and then you find gevalt, a balmum. It's a possible carbon. So since it's not mimin hataina, it bechlal is not roi for a carbon, that's not a tobit var mitzvah. It's an honest mistake. The gedder of a tobit var mitzvah is not that you made a lesser mistake. It's not your fault. It's the same as any shoygig, but the nature of what you're doing as a dvar mitzvah is mafkiyit from being a complete ma'isaver that carries with it the need for a korban. Over here, you shecht an animal, it's not roya, balmum, chayv. In reference to the halacha that we pointed out before, with that even a korban which is shaloi l'shma, it has some shame korban, legabi the din, that if it goes up on the mizbech, I'm ol lo yerid, That's not true legabi a bal mum. A bal mum is totally out of the pale of settlement of a carbon. It's nothing. It's not a carbon at all. It's kilu kiviyokol, a different animal. There's discussion about maybe some mum and not in Perek Mizbech Mekadosh, which deals with the Zdinim, but we don't pask in that way. Any bal mum, lemaisa im olo yered. It has no shame carbon whatsoever, and therefore it's clearly not a Torah b'dvar mitzvah. An honest mistake, yeah, but it's not a Torah b'dvar mitzvah. Shchotev nimtza treifa baseser. Here's something else. The animal is the right type. He fits the bill. Bachutz, you couldn't have seen it on the animal. It's not a matter of fault or not fault, but the tzura of the hakrova was completely consistent with the carbon. It's a nimtza treifa baseser potter. But over here, the ptur is taka not al tov b'dvar mitzvah. Again, the same point. A treifa is not a carbon at all. If it goes up, yere, it's not a carbon. Here the point is, he's an oinus. A normal shoygeg, it's your fault, you made a mistake. Maybe an honest mistake, but a mistake. Over here, you didn't make a mistake. Every behemoth in the world has a cheskas or a roiv that's not treifa. If you cut it open afterwards to be makter and you found an internal treifa, totally not your fault, you're an oinus gomer. So that's the ptur. So here there was information that was missing. You shechted for Karban Bezak. Turns out that the people that were monoi had removed themselves from being part of that Karban Bezak. Well, more than that, Shemesu, Oishanitmu, there was nobody there. And therefore the Karban Bezak was possible. Potter. Meshe Shochat Bershus. See how the Mishnah says it? Shochat Bershus doesn't mean a Torah b'dvar mitzvah. It means your shechita was legitimate. It was an oinis that passed it. So that, Havada, is different. An oinis is never chayav a Karban.